This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's word today that a GOP-led bill could be introduced today that would ban the sale of bump fire stocks. Those were the devices used by the Las Vegas shooter that vastly increase the firing rate of semi-automatic weapons. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Curbelo is planning on introducing the legislation.
We want to show the American people that bipartisan compromise is possible on this issue. We can respect the Second Amendment, uphold the Second Amendment, and at the same time, keep people safe with sensible restrictions.
Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan, a dozen other Republican lawmakers, and this afternoon, President Trump via White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders all say they're open to having that conversation. Now, this all follows a raft of bills that were already proposed by Democrats, including a ban on bump stocks proposed by Rhode Island Representative David Cicilline, introduced yesterday. His bill has 100 co-sponsors. In the Senate, similar efforts are underway, led by California's Dianne Feinstein. And Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey has reintroduced his Handgun Trigger Safety Act, and he's also pushing to close the loophole that allows private gun sales to go on without a background check. So is it possible that any of these efforts could turn into actual law? Well, joining us now is Senator Markey. Senator, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Are we seeing a moment of bipartisanship over gun control, Senator? What do you think?
I think we are. I think that the outrageousness of these bump stocks are now so clear to the American people, so outrageous that a gun could actually be turned into a machine gun and used to spray automatic fire across, you know, vast numbers of people is just so appalling, even to Republican, otherwise 100% supporters of the NRA, that I now think it's very likely that we will be able to pass legislation to ban these bump stocks. So you can see it building. It's happening at a very rapid rate. In fact, even the NRA is starting to talk, you know, in similar language.
Yeah, I mean, the NRA is calling for a review of bump stocks, saying, looks like they're saying that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. That's from the NRA. But, Senator, let me ask you, I want to cut right to the chase on something. What happened in Las Vegas is unspeakably atrocious. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. I mean, it was a war zone in the middle of an American city. But on the other hand, the shooter at the Pulse nightclub didn't need a bump stock to murder 49 people. At Sandy Hook, the shooter didn't need a bump stock to murder 20 kids and 6 adults. Same thing in San Bernardino. I mean, we're focusing a lot on this one thing, but we still have the underlying problem that mass murder is capable via the semi-automatic weapons that continue to be legal in this country.
Well, you know, the core issue here goes back to the 1994 ban on assault weapons that we passed in the United States Senate, that then and House, that became the law. Bill Clinton signed it, that then expired in 2004. And so those guns then became legal. Now, in that same year, 1994, I was successful in convincing President Clinton to ban the 1 million semi-automatic assault weapons at under $100 a piece that were coming in every year from China. That ban still remains in place, and I'm very proud of that. But what's happened is here in the United States, that the domestic market has replaced all of those guns with American manufactured weapons. And so you're putting your finger right on it. One, assault weapons don't belong in the streets of the United States at all. Two, they especially don't belong in the hands of people who haven't even gone through a background check, have been able to buy them at a gun show, have been able to go on Instagram and buy an Insta gun without any ability to be able to know who, in fact, is applying for them. So we need to have a ban on the sale of large capacity magazines. We need to have, if I had my druthers, a ban on all assault weapons. But at least we have to have the common sense legislation
that ensures that everyone who purchases a gun goes through a background check.
So let me, Senator, if I could just jump in here. I'm sorry, the sound of your phone's kind of coming in and out, so forgive
okay,
me. I just
sorry.
Want to be sure I hear you properly. Because
okay.
because what you're saying makes me leads me to the question I was going to ask, which is, I mean, you also, as you were just mentioning, you want to, for example, close the loophole that allows private gun sales on these weapons to go through without a background
mm-hmm.
check. Now, again, there's a lot of focus on the bump stocks right now and perhaps emerging
mm-hmm.
bipartisanship. But, you know, what about these deeper proposals that you have, for example? Are you seeing any bipartisanship on that in this moment?
Thus far, no. It's limited to the atrocity of Las Vegas and the identification of an issue, the bump stock, that I think most people were not aware of. But when you walk away from that and you begin to deal with the fact that that people can go into a gun show and buy, you know, one of these guns without a background check, they're like Kmart's full of killing machines that are just there and able to be purchased. We don't have any discussion of that at all. And so, yes, we're going to debate this, but what the NRA is saying in general is that it's too soon to begin to debate all of the rest of the issues when it's already too late for at least 59 innocent souls in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I don't think we should wait for another day. I think now is the time for us to have this full blown debate on every aspect of gun control in our country. But I'm afraid that the Republican Party is still held in a vise-like group grip by the NRA for all other issues except for the bump stock.
Yeah, I mean, and we also should note we've been focusing on semi-automatic weapons, but, you know, handguns are the number one cause of fatalities and murders in so many communities in this country. No one's talking about them. But, Senator, before I let you go, I want to ask you, the Boston Globe now, amongst others, is reporting that they've got two unnamed government sources that are saying that the Las Vegas shooter may have researched Boston-area venues, including Fenway Park, as possible targets. We're seeing similar reporting for the fact that he might have looked at Chicago as well. I mean, just your response as to, you know, the more we're learning about the shooter and how other cities may have been, I hate to use this phrase, but in his sights.
Well, you know, Mohammed Atta and the other nine hijackers on September 11th, 2001, they made us their target in 2013 on Patriots Day. The Sanayef brothers made us their target. And what we did was we tightened up dramatically after 9/11, the safeguards around planes and many other things within our city but across the country to protect against it recurring. We've added additional safeguards after the Sanayef brothers. We should do the same thing now because it could have been Boston. It could have been anywhere. And we have a responsibility now to make sure that we put in place safeguards, especially background checks. If we can't do that, where 94% of Americans support it, then it's going to be very difficult for us to identify the people who are most likely to take these kinds of actions. And unfortunately, no community is safe.
Mm-hmm.
These assault weapons, handguns, are still being sold, and on the assault weapons, we need to ban them, and on handguns, we need to make sure that we have background checks on every single person to yeah. ensure that we know who they are and whether or not they should be qualified. One of the things that makes Massachusetts the most safe state from gun violence is that we give actual authority to police chiefs to be able to actually have the final
yep.
say on whether or not someone can be able to purchase a gun. And we need to spread this wisdom from Massachusetts across the rest yeah. of the country.
Well, that is Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. Senator Markey, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you again. Appreciate it.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.